We'll speak to Sinn Féin and the DUP in just a second. The security journalist Barney Rowan with us this morning. What do we know about what happened here, Barney?
Well, the type of device, Stephen, 600 pounds of homemade explosives in two barrels and inside a van. It's not the type of bomb that would usually be used in a roadside attack on police. Not that type of come-on device. More something that would be used for an attack on property, you know, a police base, a court building, a town centre, that type of attack. So it has been abandoned short of its target. It tells us that they're still out there, that they still pose a threat, that they have the technical capability on occasion to make this type of device. Alistair Finlay talking there about a lot of thought being put into its construction. We know that these dissident organizations have killed before. We know they will try to kill again. And all of that is part of the dissident story, but only part of it. This bomb was abandoned, so it didn't get to its intended target. And this is also part of the dissident story, a pattern that shows bombs abandoned, bombs that fail to explode or only partially explode, are not detonated for one reason or another. And all of this is a significant part of that dissident story as well.
And when we hear, Brian, but just the size of this device, what is their intent?
Well, as I say, there was some speculation in the papers at the weekend that this was maybe intended to catch a passing police patrol. Certainly, I'm not hearing anything from the police that would suggest that. It's not the type of device that would be used in a roadside attack on the security forces. So they've abandoned this vehicle, possibly because they feared there was some security patrolling in the area, some security activity in the area, something that might catch them on their route to place this device. I think more a bomb that would be intended for an attack, either on a base, a court building, or a town centre bomb, something of that description. That's what the size of it suggests, Stephen.
Someone said to me today it's only a matter of time until they get one through.
Well, there are always intelligence blind spots, and there is always the possibility that they will get one through. But the big questions are for these organisations. What are these actions really about? Because they know they cannot sustain a campaign. Only very occasionally can they make a bomb of this size. They have not the weapons or the wherewithal to sustain a campaign. They have not the necessary expertise, finance or support. They know that these are wars that cannot be won.
You say that, though, Bram, but
yes,
there was also a bomb found under a parked car in a garage on the Ballygamartin Road in North Belfast on Friday. Ammunition in Ardoyne.
Okay, and I'll tell you a little bit about those things. The bomb found attached to a car at the garage, that car had been bought only recently, just in recent days, and it looks like when it was bought, the device had already been attached to it. That's certainly what police are thinking. In terms of the target, the only guidance I'm getting is that it's not security related. So the vehicle was not bought from a member of the security forces. We know it was an undercar booby trap, but the precise makeup of that device, we don't know. We don't know how sophisticated it was. And in Ardoyne, in those searches at the tail end of last week, two weapons were found, two sawn-off shotguns, a quantity of ammunition, and some drugs. And that's been related to dissident Republican activity as well. But the point I'm making, Stephen, is, and I'm not for 1 minute suggesting that these people do not have the capacity to kill, do not have the capacity to make bombs and to cause destruction. Of course they have, because we've seen that. But there is a pattern to their activity where more often than not, this activity fails. And the question for them is, what are these wars really about? Are they about driving the Brits out, as they would have us believe, because they know they can't drive the Brits out? Are they about changing the politics of this place? No, they're not, because they know that these activities will not change the politics of this place. Are they about these people not able to step into the peace, not able to step out of a decades-long war? Is it about them staying relevant? Is it about something very personal within the Republican community that says to others, well, look, we didn't sell out? But what all of that adds up to is activity and actions that look like killing for killing's sake.
Okay.
So that's the point that I'm making. That is the main question and the big question for these organisations and those who speak for them.
Okay, Bernie,
what is this about?
Bernie, thank you very much indeed.